Blood from Faith.
Monday morning motivation. Hallo, goeiemôre en welkom aan jou as jy nou net ingeskakel het. Dis dagbreek hier op 105 FM elke maandagoggend. Laverne Wagner saam met ons in die ateljee. Ons opvoedkundige sielkundige wat ons help om maandag so 'n bietjie by die horings te pak.
Goeiemôre julle.
Good morning.
Good morning. Nou spray.
En hierdie lekker koue reënerige weer het ons jou nodig om aan die gang te kom, hoor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm loving this. And now the heat is going to come. This is worth it.
Hoe is dit? As jy floreer jy in hierdie tipe omstandighede?
Yeah, yeah. I'm totally a mushroom. Put me in the dark and cold and I flourish.
Yeah. My wil wil nie.
Jou wil net nie.
My wil nie as dit seker weer is nie.
Hi, JP's. Kom Niels.
Wat het jy vir ons saamgebring vanoggend om ons te motiveer?
Is I brought a little thingy that I actually stole from the school curriculum.
Okay.
For teachers, where it's something called the Zone of Proximal Development, the ZPD. It's
Dit klink soos 'n politieke party.
Right?
Ja.
Right? No.
Of 'n COVID-19 regulasie.
Can we just call it the fun zone rather?
Fun zone, okay.
The fun zone.
Ooh, okay, well, fine.
Okay, so we're talking about the fun zone today and not what you're thinking about, but the motivational kind. So the fun zone, or in this case, the zone of proximal development, basically means that there's where you are currently and where you could be. There's a massive gap.
Die beste weergawe van jouself.
Ja. Okay. Ja. So there's that gap, and that gap is your zone. For that of development.
Mm.
And we say proximal development because it's not really measurable.
Yeah.
But we know that what you can achieve and what you're currently achieving is not the same thing.
Yeah, okay. So ons praat oor potensiaal.
Yes, we're talking about potential. And why are you not getting to your potential? And what is the gap? And how big is it? And how big should it be? And
because
what are you doing about it?
Potential is unquantifiable. You can't
exactly. So it's proximal.
Yeah.
Nice English word. I'm throwing guys some English words today. You guys normally proximal. Whack me with some nice Afrikaans words. Which word did I get wrong last week? The last week
verweer? Was it verweer?
It's a mooi word. Veerkrachtig.
Veerkrachtig.
Maar wat is veerkrachtig?
And I said veerkrachtig. Is it veerkrachtig?
Dit is eindelijk veerkrachtig.
Jij was
dat. Ons het gesê veerkrachtig.
Let's just assume I'm always going to get that word wrong. Okay, so what we're telling about potential is that it doesn't matter if you're telling a person, and this I thought was really interesting because it's actually statistics about this, is it doesn't matter if you tell someone that they're not reaching their potential, because it actually goes out. In every study that they did where they tried to discover how to have people reach their potential, 80 to 90% had no reaction to being told that they're not reaching their potential. The same happened when they did the study on smokers, when they tried to get smokers to stop smoking, and they showed them pictures of lungs and dying and all these other things, and eventually they became so desensitized to the negative information that they just essentially learned to ignore it and focus on the positive. Now, I know it is very, very true. Now, we're looking at the advertising. We're looking at packets that say smoking will hurt your lungs and causes heart disease and don't smoke while breastfeeding. And you're going, well, if this isn't working, why are they still doing it?
Mm.
I can't answer that. I don't know why they're still doing it that way.
So, mense aan wie gesê word, jy is nie besig om jou volle potensiaal te bereik nie.
Nee. They don't know. Nee. It means nothing.
Ek dink ook nie mense wat het vir hulle self sê.
Yeah.
Help dit, help
niks. Ek dink dit help nie, want hulle weet dit.
No. Yeah, because they know it. They know it. So the theory they have behind this is that you get people would rather have short-term rewards than aim for the long-term. And it comes down to energy. How much energy are you currently putting in? How much energy are you willing to put in daily to change something? So when you're looking at your negatives, and they're going, oh, you know, you need to lose weight. You know you're overweight. You need to lose weight now. You kind of go, yeah, I've heard that a million times. I'm sure. I know. You know, so awareness doesn't create change.
niks doen nie, ek weet dit.
Ek is bewust daarvan, Levin, dankie.
Ach, dis, it's just cuddles, it's just cuddle spots. So what does create change? What is going to create change in you? And when you're talking to your kids about their marks, and you're talking to your employees and your friends and people that you care about, and you know something needs to change, what is it going to be? Because now, remember, we've said most people, and we're talking a high percentage here, from the 60s up percentages, of people will not respond to negative. So how you're going to get them is to rather show them the rewards. That only increases your percentage from, let's say, 40, 30, 20% up to about 40% is to tell them the rewards if they don't do the negative things anymore.
So wat ons probeer doen is ons probeer uitvind hoe ons daai skuif kan maak om ons volle potensiaal te bereik. En deur vir mense te sê jy's nie besig om jou volle potensiaal te bereik nie, kyk hoe lyk jy, ryk hoe ryk jy. Ja, dat type van ding. Dit help nie. En tweedens, om vir mense die beloning te wys, die spreekwoordelike wortel aan die einde van die stokkie, is net marginaal
minimal.
Beter.
It only affects something ridiculous like 20% of the population, which is tiny.
So die stok werk nie en die wortel werk nie. Wat werk?
Okay, so now what works? So what we said earlier was, the people will ignore negativity now, even if it means they're going to have positive results later. So they would rather have immediate rewards. So, but they won't do immediate rewards for later, for the future. But nobody wants a bad future.
Yeah.
So what happens is you need to start making a positive one. So instead of saying smoking is going to kill you, you're going to go, you know, if you quit smoking, your skin's going to clear up. Oh. You know, if you stop smoking and you were a single guy or girl, more people are going to want to kiss you because you're not going to smell like a ashtray. Oh, well, okay. And by bringing out the positives of all of this, you start an immediate rewards that you can get. Immediately it starts motivating yourself to actually want to start doing this. You know, if you start going to gym, people are going to notice immediately. You're going to get that glow. You're going to get compliments today. Because you're going to have a glow about you. You're also going to be really tired and stiff tomorrow and walk like an old person, but...
So die pijn nou, die pijn in die leiding nou vir beter resultate later.
Yeah, but not the motivation. The motivation, you got to look at the positive rewards for the immediate one. And it not, you know, jy gaan 'n sterretjie kry as jy dit doen, want jy was baie goed vandag. Not that kind of positive rewards. It needs to be an immediate, internalized positive reward. The complicated. We're all very complicated. If the old days, they say, ach man.
Slaan hem recht.
Slaan hem recht. Ja.
Sal jy uit jou uitslaan. As het nie uit is nie, dan slaan ek nie hard genoeg.
Daar is hy. Okay. So no, that does not work.
Dit is op my gewerk. Something perfect.
Nobody on the show endorses that behavior officially. Okay. So now we're looking at another thing, where they did another study and they looked at the allure of free. What is the allure of free? So, you know, if we'll let you go to gym for free, that way you can lose weight.
Doesn't
work. That one only got a 40% positive response. It works.
Kom
nou
hierdie boring praatjie toe en ons gratis kos, dan gaan ek.
Okay, yeah, food's always a motivator. I'm not gonna lie. But then you got to make the food worth it, otherwise you don't get it right a second time. So, but the allure of free does not work. Again, that's only about a 30 to 40% part of the population that will respond to that. I will probably fall part of that population. And then they're talking about friction. And the friction is, you know what you got to do is necessary, but you're not doing it. So you got to do it, but you don't have the energy for it. That creates a friction within yourself and within the necessary steps. So you need to minimize that friction in order to do it. Now, the friction is really the energy and effort that it's going to take to do this. And so you need those little positive feedbacks to yourself to go and do that. Another one, which I just thought was really interesting, was loss aversion, where people hate losing more than what they enjoy winning. I don't have to win as long as I just don't lose.
Shoo-wee.
So that one was really easy. What's really interesting is the whole loss aversion. So now you go somewhere and you're like, okay, I need to go to gym. I'm a little pukuki. I've got too many cuddle zones. I need to slim down.
Yeah.
I need to slim down, eat less, go to gym. But your loss aversion says, I would rather not pay that monthly gym membership than actually go and lose the weight. Mm. So your loss aversion over there is stopping you from doing that. Loss aversion is really interesting because that one's a really fun one. So the idea is you need to identify your friction area or the challenges you're having and start working on them one by one. It doesn't actually matter where you start. You just got to start working on it. And what did we say the last time? Your procrastination melts away when your discipline is on fire.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's muy da.
You need to get your discipline on fire. So your strongest motivator actually is instant rewards, but instant positive self-image rewards, not staticky and money and that type of thing.
Maar dit is interessant dat jy dit sê, want dit voel nie dadelik so nie. So die instant reward, as ek nou reg verstaan, situasie is jy sien in jou geestesoog die resultate wat jy later gaan hê as jy nie nou die negatiewe ding doen nie.
And then someone brings you ice cream.
Yeah. Dan begin ons maandag.
Volgende maandag.
Ja, maar
dit is nie die eerste op maandag.
Dit is in die middel van die maand, so dit volgende maand.
This is a cold month, so maybe we should start the next month when it's warmer.
Nee, dan weer te warm. Dan is weer te warm.
Gira, let's just do Monday 2021.
Kom ons praat dan nou op in 'n praktiese formaat van hierdie idees wat ons vanoggend deel, a loss aversion en so voort.
Friction,
ja, en
zone proximal, blablabla.
En hoe om jou potentiaal te bereik.
Ja.
Hoe weet jy wat jou eie potentiaal is?
How do you know what your own potential is?
Ja. Ek weet wat ek nou doen en wat ek nou bereik, maar hoe weet jy wat jou eie potentiaal is?
I love this question. Mm. This is an awesome question. So, the question isn't, what is your potential? The question is, how far out of your comfort zone are you willing to go? That is actually
my
vraag
with
the question.
Vraag beantwoord.
So, you got your comfort zone. It's nice. It's padded. It's got coffee. It's got chocolate. It's beautiful. And every now and then, you stick a big toe out and you have a fat-free chocolate.
Yeah.
No, that is not sticking your... That is... You will know you've reached your potential when you feel it. You will feel it. You'll go, yep, that's it. I actually can't go any further. My time, my energy, it doesn't create energy. It doesn't create excitement to me.
So ons praat van onmiddellike potential.
No. Look, no ways did Arnold Schwarzenegger wake up at the age of 15 and go, oh, look at these muscles. Got all these puppies. You know, he had to really, really work at it.
Yeah.
So there's reaching your potential. There's exceeding your potential. And then there's just living in the happy zone where, you know,
floating.
I can do more, but it's not necessary. It's going to create no extra value in my life to do more.
Mm.
That would be reaching your potential. So you don't want to, for some people, it's important to exceed certain points.
Yeah.
Like, for example, Arnold Schwarzenegger being super ripped, Mr. Universe, Mr. This, Mr. That. Great. He's reached his potential. Unless there is another level that he can go to. And how long can you maintain that level for? You need to find something that is maintainable. That would be your potential.
Sure. Diep interessante gesprek vir vanoggend. Marlies vra, is hierdie gesprek met Laverne op 'n podcast? Ons wil dit weer luister.
Marlies, ek hou baie van jou, dankie.
Ons sal dit beskikbaar maak, ja. Kan ek beskikbaar maak op 'n podcast, hoekom nie? Ons praat vanoggend oor jou potensiaal bereik. Dit voel vir my al asof jy sê die stok werk nie, maar ons kry die stok vanoggend. Want ons fokus op die dinge wat ons nie doen nie. Ons fokus op die dinge wat ons nie reg kry nie. Ons fokus op die dinge wat ons nie aanpak nie.
Yeah, I'm going to say, do as I say, not as I do.
Wow, goeie raad. Goeie raad van ons opvoedkundige sielkundige. Ja.
Psychologist, not saint.
Maar ons kyk vanoggend na goed wat ons nie doen nie. Ons fokus op die...
So I looked at a couple of psychological facts.
Yeah.
Now, psychological facts are always interesting because psychology works 100% in the gray zone. There's always very few statistical... Hmm. Otherwise, everything's an anomaly. So one of the facts is fear induces inaction. It doesn't produce action. So we all know you get your fight, flight, and freeze.
Hmm. Analysis paralysis.
Yeah. There we go. So fear induces that. The game, because we couldn't find a nice way of the opposite of fear, so maybe motivation or the game or the positivity, that induces action. So fear is inaction, and the game or the positivity induces action. So you got to take a look at the game, and I'm calling it the game because it is the game of life. It's the game of work. It's the game of kids. It's the game of marriage.
Yeah, yeah.
It is a game. It's a constant give and take, and who's going to win, and power struggle. And so it's a game. And if you're going to take a look at it as something that you can potentially win and not just be induced by inaction and fear, then all of a sudden you start looking at the rules differently. You're not saying let's break or bend the rules. You're going, this rule's not necessary. It should be replaced by a better rule. So we're not going to break it. We're just going to be changing it because this is a game that needs to be enhanced, that needs to be and needs to work with me and my life. And in society.
So as ek nou ons as amper twee gesprekke vir vanoggend, as ek ons eerste ons vertrekpunt vat en sê ons bereik nie ons potensiaal nie. Ons proximal development.
Put it in a zone.
A zone. En nommer en nou wat ons oor praat is vrees veroorsaak geen vordering nie. Veroorsaak nie vordering nie.
But how are you going to get to your development and your potential if you're frozen?
So sien wat ek al jou aanval in terme van vrees as die game wat jy dan nou dit genoem het en iets wat jy kan wen.
Ja, it's something you can win at life.
En bereik jou potensiaal.
Bereik die potensiaal. Kom. So no, that is it. So how do you change your behavior? Warning and threats have limited impact. It's not that they don't have impact. They do have impact, but they have limited impact.
And it helped me.
Well, it helps. Let's measure it out of 10.
Yeah.
It's going to give you a 5 out of 10, maybe a 6 out of 10. Is that really what you want? Yeah. Are you always going to aim for 50? Is mediocre the best that you're going to do today?
Yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad. If you're planning on doing above mediocre, above average, something just a little bit better than boring, then you're going to take a look at it differently. So it takes energy, and this is where the friction comes in again. Energy. Energy is the issue. People start to rationalize. Oh, and this was so interesting. I loved hearing this because I was like, yes. People change their beliefs to what is more desirable for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that now it's tricky wording because they say that people change it to the more desirable opinion. But then when you're looking at the research, they change it to the positive opinion. So from my understanding, and I've seen this in life as well, people will change their beliefs, their actions. They will move up from mediocre to above average when the opinion is positive for them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Mag sê dit weer?
People will change their opinion, their behaviors, and actions when the action itself is desirable, or the opinion of it is desirable to them. So let's take smoking. Smoking may kill you. Smoking may damage your lungs. Smoking while breastfeeding is bad. And you're going, oh, yes, see, that's terrible. Okay, I'm going to have my cigarette in any case. Because what are the chances of it happening to me in the future? Wada, 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 wada.
Mm.
Then you go, you quit smoking, your skin's going to clear up. That's guaranteed. Oh, now it's a positive thing. Now it's a more desirable opinion.
Mm.
Now I might start changing my opinion. You quit smoking and you may be able to find someone to come and date you. Oh, just see. Okay, that's going to give me the rewards I want. Now I've got something that's going to give me short-term results.
Mm.
So when the opinion becomes desirable, your behavior changes. And that is where the rules of the game, instead of fear induction, that is where you change the rules of the game.
Die rede hoekom.
Yes.
the reason why.
Exactly, because you sit and you go, your lungs are going to be black and you're going to die and you're going to suffocate. That sounds terrible. Mm. I don't want that. I'm stressed. Let me have a cigarette.
Block your negative tight eight.
Yeah, but you sit there and you say, right, you quit smoking, your fingers are going to come right, your hair's going to be healthier, your skin's going to look healthier. Mm. You kind of go, oh, it might actually be worth it. I have been trying to fix that.
Mm.
So it's changing the rules of the game. And if you can figure out how to do that in your own life, if I go to gym, then chances are good I'm going to meet somebody on the way. Hey, it means I'm going to be more social. Hey, yes, it means that I can maybe fit into that dress I wanted to fit into. All of a sudden, it starts becoming better. Instead of, oh, you need to go, van chase now, fit, slap, means, but those for not next to me. You're inducing fear and creating inaction.
Het ons nodig om hierdie self te doen, of het ons nodig dat iemand anders dit vir ons doen?
Oh, Niels, you know I need to bring up my psychology. Okay? Goodness gracious. You're talking about locus of control. You get internal and you get external locus of control.
Ja, dis mos wat ek gesê het.
Yeah, exactly. I thought so. So I just misheard. Internal means you have control and you make decisions. Mm. If something good happens, it's because you caused it. If something bad happens, it's because you caused it. External locus of control. Life happened to you and it was good or it was bad. You had no control over it. So you've got to decide now what type of locus of control that you have. If you are an internal locus of control person, it means you will direct it, you will take discipline, you will take action. If you're waiting for everybody else to take action for you, you're going to be in a queue for a very long time. Nobody wants to see you succeed more than yourself, which means you'll always come second place with everybody else.
So, lewe gebeur of met jou, of as gevolg van jou?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Okay, wow.
Het al een paar toffies om aan te kou, nee?
Ja, hier is een hele jaarse gesprekspunt. Dat is voor ochtend hier.
Oh, don't tell me that. Ja. Goodness gracious.
Cool. Het is een hele jaar op hierdie focus.
Listen, life's happening whether you're part of it or not part of it. Either you get in there and you help direct the stream or you get out and watch everybody else enjoy it. Your choice.
Sure.
Comes down to choice. So, that was interesting on the poll as well was that they said children under the age of 18 and people over the age of 35 respond to positive news, or not positive, the positive desirable opinions better than the fear-inducing ones. So, it's really just the varsity people in the 20s. People in their 20s up to about 35 that respond to negative stuff.
Mm.
And that's because of the life phases that they're in. They're now having kids. Oh, my God, I've got to baby-proof everything. Got to go and get this insurance, this, everything else. So they respond to fear. Everybody before and after that is kind of going, it will survive. We've gone through a couple of thousands of years without all the stuff. Your children will survive. And they start to look at things. Yeah. So no, before 18, after 35, 40, you respond to positive, desirable opinions. Before that, you can bring in the fear-inducing stuff for those ones. So, zone of proximal development. Development based on preferred information. Preferred information, not positive information. Preferred.
Uh-huh.
So now you got to take a look at what is preferred for your kids. What is the preferred information? What are they looking for? Are they looking for hugs and cuddles and kisses? If they are looking for money, maybe you need to shift their view slightly.
Mm.
Because it really does need to be more internally motivational rather than externally motivational. The last thing is that they spoke about four principles. There's four principles to this motivation, motivating yourself, getting up, getting going. The first one is social incentives. The studies that were read said that people will be more inclined to change the behavior if they see how other people are doing. Oh, the majority of people are doing this. You see, I should probably do it as well. Clearly, I'm missing the bus.
So, it's kind of where you yourself omring.
Yeah, very much so. Okay. So, surround yourself with the right people. So, social incentives. Oh, my neighbor. Oh, you know, all my neighbors are busy doing this. Oh, I better catch up. You know? Oh, everybody at work is wearing blue for this week. Let me just fall in line and wear blue. So nobody else here has managed to motivate you. You've just decided yourself. Nobody told you to do it.
Yeah.
You've decided yourself, I should definitely do it. That would be your social incentive. Then you get your immediate rewards. That's your feel-good rewards. Surety is now, unsurety is in the future. I'm not sure I will afford that chocolate in a year. I better eat it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Want ons het nou.
Yes, because we got it now. And then progress monitoring. Checking your progress is a massive motivator.
Dat is baie groot.
That is huge. So if you are doing 10 minutes of something today and you can do 15 minutes tomorrow and you can put it on a chart, after a month you look back and you go, yeah, that's where I started. This is where I am now.
Yeah.
It's a massive motivator.
Huge.
And then the last one that we spoke about is that sense of control. That locus of control. If you feel you've got control over a situation, you will. So go out there, have control. Get those rewards.
'N mondvol vanoggend, maandagoggend motivering. Dankie julle weer. Ons sien julle weer volgende maandagoggend.
Dankie julle, geniet.
Soet wees en onthou. Jy's in beheer. 105.